You ain't no hollaback girl.
You ain't no hollaback girl.
What is a hollaback girl?
What
does that mean to be a hollaback girl?
I think that's a woman with a big back and it's very spacious in there. Like you could slap her.
Hollaback girl.
Yeah,
ain't
and it's
no hollaback girl.
And it's like you could slap her back and it sounds like a djembe or something. Like it's just like boom. Hollaback.
Djembe. Have a fucking 48-year-old Trustafarian slapping that bitch making songs in a creek.
Boom.
Bingo.
My name's Stretch.
This is the last time you mess with Stretch.
And Fade.
I thought a hollaback girl was like a whore that you call back. Is that not true? You ain't no hollaback girl. Where it's like, hey, I'm gonna holla back at you.
Yeah, man.
Am I wrong?
Let's look up the definition of hollaback girl according to Urban Dictionary.
I don't even want to know. Don't actually look it up. I like this. My definition is gonna be what we come of it right here. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah,
what's wrong.
I think live in your world, man. I think if that's what you want, holla back to be
a holla back girl. I'm gonna holla back at you, girl. And I think Gwen's is finally saying your pussy isn't anything. Your pussy stank.
What are the lyrics to this song?
No way, boy's gonna hit you up.
Can you scroll down? Can I see the lyrics to holla back, girl? A few times I've been around that track, so it's not just gonna happen like that. Cause I ain't no holla back girl.
Oh, okay, yeah. So yeah, he's saying that she's like, you know, you get this sweet candy one time, but don't come knocking again. Cause the candy man only shows up once in a while. I ain't no holla back girl.
Yeah, yeah. Scroll down. Let's see what the verse is. Cause anytime this song has come on, all I hear is like I just hear
I heard
noise.
That you were talking shit and you didn't think that I would hear it. People hear you talking like that, getting everybody fired up. I think that might be how it flows.
Yeah. No, I think you nailed it. Keep going.
So I'm ready to attack, gonna lead the pack, gonna get this down, gonna take you out. That's right. You put pom poms down, get everyone fired up.
What the fuck? Is this supposed to have double meaning?
I don't understand this because I don't have a vagina?
It's a full
touchdown and cheerleader thing. I'm getting lost in it, too.
Yeah. Does this have double meaning? If you have a...
You want to know something?
Is pom-pom something for pum-pum? Like, if you have a vagina and you understand this song...
We're going to fuck the pussy turned red. That kind of deal?
Yeah.
You ever hear that guy's music? Do you want to know something kind of weird, though, since we're on Gwen Stefani right now?
Yeah.
I had a Sports Illustrated magazine when I was younger, and in that advert back in the day there was a Joe Camel advert, and I swore when I was younger, this is like early 2000, like late 90s, I mean I was young, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I swore for the longest time that Gwen Stefani was Joe Camel. I mistaked them for the two when I was younger. I thought she looks exactly like Joe Camel. So then whenever the thing came on, I'd say Joe Camel to my mom. And she'd be like, what the hell are you even talking about?
Right.
You try to tell me right now that Joe Campbell doesn't kind of look like Gwen Stefani a little bit. Or she doesn't look like Joe Campbell a bit. Without the sunglasses, look at that. Pretty similar.
I tell you, Joe Campbell has a nose you could eat out.
He kind of does. The curvature of his nose does look like,
also kind of
a clitoral hood. It's kind of fucked up.
It also does look like the base like of the backside of a dick. So depending on how you look
at it. Yeah. You tickle that under ridge of Joe Campbell's nose and he sneezes. No, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, no, I don't know. I don't know why. You know, I was young, but that has still rang true to me. So now every time I see a thing of Camel cigarettes, I think, you know, all those Gwen Stefani songs for No Doubt songs and stuff.
Yeah. You know what I was thinking about on the way over here is when you watch a movie, you kind of assume everyone is playing their part. Maybe you think, oh, all these people are there to come together to make art. But that's not true because, you know, you hear about actors being assholes on set. You hear about actors being a problem.
Sure.
I was thinking, if you were directing a porn and the male actor just kind of had a bad attitude, how do you think you would handle that as a director? You know, this guy's got a huge wiener, and he's he's telling you like, oh, I don't want to fuck like that.
Mm.
He's just kind of being like, no.
Okay.
How do you deal?
I would take him off to the side. I'd say, Garrett, I'd say, put on your robe for a second. You're mad at me when really I think you're mad at yourself. I need you to take that frustration and put it in your work. Take it out on the ritualistic dance known as lovemaking on the camera. Everyone's here watching you have sex gracefully. And honestly, we're all extremely happy to be here. So you know what? Take that energy, put it into your work. How does that sound? Do you think you can do that for me, Garrett?
You know, honestly, man, I didn't even want to take this role, but I think I can give it a shot.
See? And that's why, and honestly, I'm not, this isn't even a lie. This is why I called your agency, because I said, this guy knows how to fuck and this guy knows how to work. Let's get in there and, hey, let's get in there and let's make some smiles, huh?
I guess. Fine.
What do you think would be the craziest thing for a director to say? Like, in, you know what I mean? Like, let's get in there and have fun with it. What would be the craziest thing a porn director could say to people, like, right before a shoot?
Yeah, you trying know what to I mean? Hold on. That's a good one. Yeah, what's like the weirdest?
Yeah.
Like, not even out of pocket, just odd. Like,
yeah, just straight up odd. Because, I mean, essentially, you'd probably be like, let's make some, you know, let's make something hot. You know, it's something you would assume is what someone would say, right? But what I wonder what would be the most fucking out of pocket thing that someone could say.
is it funny if he, like, if a dude's almost like religious about it, like he doesn't, like he's almost doesn't get that this shit is just smut. Like he's like, hey man, we make people happy when we do this.
Yeah, so something like, yeah, we're putting a smile on someone's face. So yeah, every time someone sneaks into a bathroom and they're looking at their cell phone, we're gonna be making them very, very happy.
Yeah, yeah. What if he's like, he gets religious about it? He's like, guys. I know everyone just looks at our industry. Like, it starts with one of those, and everyone's like, oh, God.
I think a more unhinged approach, too, of even him just saying, you know, let's see God, and then you start rolling is kind of crazy. How would you ever go into a fuckable dance if someone said, let's see God, and they're, like, pointing a camera at you?
Yeah.
It's borderline threatening. You know what I mean? It's threatening with faith is what it is.
Now, remember, everybody, if he didn't want us to do this, we wouldn't be here. So let's honor our man.
Your hole is a portal for God.
Oh, you God, I mean? Dude. You're just spread open, and he's like, yeah, he made that for this.
He made that just for this, and he's going to come and see us today.
And he's holding Garrett's wiener. Look at this. Look,
we're
going
to talk to him. Yeah, this is the wine ball opener. Gonna pop that cork and see God right here. I think if at first you'd be like, yeah, dude, fuck yeah, I want to see some angels, you know, and you're like, you don't think he's serious until you find out that like this guy is like, yeah, angels have been talking to me and I murdered my neighbor, but the cops haven't caught me yet. It would be that kind of thing.
Yeah,
that's always been a thing too. If I was ever to go insane, like actually like batshit, like clinically insane, I would hope that I would at least have the batshit crazy where you think like an angel or the devil is telling you to do it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Angels told me to do it.
Yeah.
You don't really hear much of that anymore, do you? Isn't that kind of weird? Crazy stopped having angels talk to him?
A lot of them, it's like the government or they're just random voices. But I think you still get a few of the like, God told me to do this.
You think so?
I think it's becoming more rare, but I don't know. I don't know why that is, but you don't really
What's this country coming to when we can't even fucking have our mentally ill think that angels are telling us to murder our cousins?
Yeah, you don't even have religiously motivated. You know what it is, man? It's like maybe shit spun out so hard in the world that everyone who seemed crazy 10 years ago, everyone's like, you know what? You're kind of right. Like, man,
I blame Neil deGrasse Tyson. He's taken the faith out of humanity, dude.
Yeah. It's his fault, isn't it?
That big jolly bitch coming up and being like, the universe is pretty crazy.
Yeah.
Right? Versus before that, when those weren't fucking memes and it wasn't, you know, cool and hip to have smart conversations and stuff, we could just fucking... That, you know, you read the Bible twice in your life, and then you imagine that angels are talking to you. and telling you to strangle your brother. Why not?
Yeah.
The angels told me to do it.
Sir?
It's just such a cool thing for the mentally unwell to do. Like, the mentally unhinged to do is to fabricate that an angel is talking to them.
Sir, please put down the dead stock of Rolexes between your hands.
Huh? No. Sir? No. Hey, guys, we want to take a quick break to thank our sponsor, Shady Rays! Get ready for the season ahead with quality shades built to last. Our friends at Shady Rays have you covered with premium polarized shades that won't break the bank.
Shady Rays is an independent sunglasses company offering a world-class product rated 5 stars by over 300,000 people. Their shades have durable frames and crystal clear optics, making them the perfect choice for all outdoor adventures.
They have many styles and colors to pick from, so finding your next pair of shades is a breeze. I wear Shady Rays while thrift shopping because it fits, it has clarity and style. If your shades go MIA or take a hit, don't sweat it! They've got lost and broken protection, so you're covered from day one.
Wear your Shady Rays with confidence because they have your back long after you purchase. If you don't love your shades, exchange or return them for free. Within 30 days, there's no risk when you shop.
An exclusive for our listeners, Shady Rays is giving out their best deal of the season. Head to ShadyRays.com and use code STRETCH for $20 off polarized sunglasses. Try for yourself the shades rated 5 stars by over 300,000 people. Sir. I'm telling you, dude. Would you rather have, if your son went insane, right, and he killed your wife, which I guess would be Alina, if he came home. This is 20 years in the future.
Okay.
Let me paint you a picture, Noel.
Yeah.
20 years in the future, you come home to your house. Hey, champ. Picked up another painting at Grandpa's house. You want to come take a look? Right?
Yeah.
You're now, let's say, 18-year-old son. You know,
yeah.
Your now 18-year-old son is sitting in the couch or whatever, or sitting on the couch in the living room, hands covered in blood, and Alina is, I don't know, fucking thrown off the balcony or, you know, down the whatever mountain you guys live on or whatever. Would you rather have your son be like, angels told me to throw mom off the mountain. Or would you rather say, the devil told me to throw mom off the mountain? Which would you kind of be a little more at peace with?
I think the devil, because if he said God told me to do it, I'd be like, what did my wife do that God wanted her dead?
I see. And now you introduced a new caveat that I'm thinking about is you're kind of like, I don't know what closets my wife had, what demons or skeletons my wife had in her closet.
That is scary. If like the creator of all is like, nah, you got to kill that bitch. And you're like, whoa. Why?
Yeah. But then see, if anything, then you're stomping out a bad bug, right? In a way, with that logic.
Yeah. Yeah. Actually, yeah, you're right. Maybe it's more peaceful because if it's the devil, then it's just the serpent tongue.
Yeah, you got your boy in a moment of weakness got completely swindled
by the dark one. Right.
But I do like how in this fictitious situation, the first thing you think when your son's like, the angels told me to do it, whatever, you're like, what did Alina do?
Like, I mean,
it's not the son's fault.
And like, you have to understand, like, I would be asking this question with a gun on his neck, but I'm like, first, no, I need to know.
You wouldn't kill your own kid.
No, I wouldn't. I would just have to pacify him a little bit until I lock him up in life.
I'm saying he's totally fine. Whatever itch he had has been scratched.
Okay.
So he's just sitting there. I mean, he's insane. Don't get me wrong. He is definitely insane.
Right.
But you don't have to do anything. You know, he's not like charging you or doing anything like that.
Okay.
But, you know, the cops are on their way. Yeah, I would already assume in this case that someone heard Alina screaming as she was flying through the air, whatever. So the police
would
called.
Hear it. We know how she screams.
Yeah.
We know that girl can get loud, so they would hear it for sure.
I would say I would rather have my son say the devil, because then you're just like, well, in a moment of weakness, my little boy, my little soldier, the seed I brought into this world, mm-hmm, was captured by an evil spirit versus an angel's, that would make me lose faith in everything. And then also, I don't know why, this is probably, this feels dumb to say, but I'd also just be like, okay, my kid's insane.
Yeah.
Saying the devil, there's at least a little part of like my extremely dense fucking like Midwestern mindset that's just like, the damn devil did it, didn't he?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? Versus angels are just like, you're fucking crazy. You're insane in the head.
Well, bro, because then if he says the angels and God told him to do it, I don't think there's any closure in that scenario, because then you'll just walk around the rest of your life like, God?
Yeah, it's like, well, obviously, when I, what the, like, where do you think Alina's going? If that's the case, if God did that, think yeah. that motherfucker's going to let her up there? I doubt it.
Well, bro, because then if you ever decide to go to church again, you're just looking up at his boy.
Yeah, and you're just like, you know, I'm glad what happened to him, is what you're saying.
Yeah, yeah, you're like, fuck you, man.
Well, here's a second part to that question then. If you think that your wife is going to hell, right, would you devote your life to doing crime to where you would sin so much that you would go to hell to be with her? Are you that much of a romantic, or are you just kind of like, I mean, listen, we had a good run on earth, but, you know, heaven is,
yeah,
that's forever.
I think I might try to be one foot in, one foot out. Like, I think I might enjoy just like a few years of like,
yeah,
just like Counter-Strike and yeah. Cheetos and mm-hmm. you know, just being gluttonous. Like,
sure,
you know, just like, you know, fucking building a car. And then like in the fourth quarter, I'm, you know, maybe I go kill somebody and then I go down there.
Damn. Yeah, not me, dude. Not me. I would double down on faith, on God. I'd be like, sorry, peace. Till death do us part. Till death. Death. Underline death. Mm. Capitalize it. Bold. Italicized. Till death do us part. Guess what? A part is where we're at in that stage yeah. of that dance. And I would say, I want to chill in heaven, dude. There's a lot of people I want to meet in heaven.
Mm.
And plus, I've always pictured what hell's like, and it does scare me.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because in my version of hell, is...
But could you... Would you be okay being in heaven knowing that your lady is,
absolutely.
You know,
she had to do something bad to be down there, dude. I'm like, you know what? I want to get into it, is what I say. I don't even want to know. Angels are trying to tell me and shit.
Bro, that's so Midwest of you to just like, just quiet husband with the, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know.
I don't even know what happened. It's like, I definitely know. Clearly know what happened. I have no idea. I wish I knew myself, but I really don't know.
Oh my God, dude, that is a Missouri husband to the fullest. His wife just pulls out a shotgun, fucking unloads on a school bus. I don't know.
I don't know what happened on bus 12. I don't know.
Just don't know what happened. That's not the wife.
I found a Skechers shoe box with Polaroids under our bed, but I didn't know what the hell it was. So I don't know.
I don't know.
I threw it away.
Questions. Yeah, I threw it away. I threw it away.
Yeah, dude.
Ultimate denial.
I mean, think about that. I mean, like, realistically, think about that. Mm-hmm. Listen, I get that you live in L.A. It's all Hollywood glam, right? And that's the thing, right? Where it's like people want these motherfuckers to be like The Notebook, right? Mm. Which it's unrealistic. Every relationship in a movie or a show is so far from what any healthy relationship actually looks like. To where if I was burning in hell and Allison,
right now?
If I was burning in hell and then my dumb bitch wife showed up in hell, I'd be like, what the hell are you even doing here? Right. What's happening? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'd be so upset. I would be so upset. You had a good thing going, you know? Well, I just missed you. And I'd be like, oh God. If anything, that is hell. The eternal. Imagine being stuck with somebody like that for eternity. Holy fuck. God damn. And plus, you have to imagine too, in heaven, how many divorces do you think there are in heaven? Actually, technically, when you die, you are divorced. And you guys just kind of shake hands. You're just like, it was a good ride on earth.
There's
no like 50, 60 years. You know, come on.
No. Divorce is no go. Divorce is automatic no-go. So you're right. I mean, like, assuming you didn't do it on paper down here, then...
Well, I'm saying the spirit, the spiritual bond between your marriages, technically, the crime has been served, or the time has been served. You know what I mean?
Right.
Till death do us part. So once you die, you guys flow back up to heaven. You're just like, hey, you know, do we want to re-up?
Yeah.
Is what you say, is you get your contracts out, right?
Yeah.
And I bet you anything, especially because I don't know how heaven works in souls of, like, you know, do you die and you're just like, hey, I look at, I'm forever in the best, like physically, I look how I looked when I was like 24, because that's the best I looked, right? Or something like that. I imagine a lot of those people are just like, you know what, dude, I have wings. I have wings, and there's people from fucking ancient Macedonia here. Dude, I'm just saying, you know what? I feel like, honestly, we're in heaven. Let's unbound the chains a little bit and have a little bit of fun. You know what I'm saying? Right. Why not?
Right. Right.
I mean, imagine. I mean, like, you know what? This is going to say how sound horrible, but imagine 4,000 years. 4,000 years. Right? Mm-hmm. Like, actually imagine that.
Yep.
Let me tell you something to viewers who aren't married. Second year of marriage, you have nothing to talk about. Not a goddamn thing. Now imagine 3,998 more years of that. Can you actually fathom that idea?
Bro,
that funny amount of time?
You know that thing that all older couples say where they're like, strong couples know how to be with each other in silence. It's the funniest cope. It's the funniest cope.
That is the funniest cope. Well, it's funny, just, too, because old couples say that because it's just like, if the wife talks too much, those old motherfuckers will just pop them. He's like, yeah, I bet you have been sitting in silence like a goddamn monk for how long, dude? Those old motherfuckers smoking cigarettes and eating donuts and shit. Yeah, right.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah. Those Leave It to Beaver asses, dude. I'm telling you, that is fucked.
I'm telling you, a 3,000-year-old couple will be stone silent. They won't have anything to say. That's why old people, their faces freeze like that, because that's how they preserve the marriage, so they just don't say shit.
I got that locked jaw. I tell you, you know what I actually think, too? If you could actually be 4,000 years old, dude, I honestly feel like the silence would become so strong that you actually would be able to telepathically, like, you would do Morse code to each other telepathically. Yeah. It wouldn't even be words. It would just be a series of fucking beeps and hums.
I think you could read eyes at that point. Like, I think eyeballs, like, you could read a pupil.
I would love to see that conversation. Yeah.
You could read a pupil, dude. Like, the growing and reducing of a pupil and, like, eyebrow twitching. You'd be like, oh, there's full sentences going on here.
Yeah. Yeah. No, yeah. That'd be too much. Too much.
Hey guys, we're going to take a quick break to thank one of our sponsors, Mando. When you think of the most valuable thing in the world, what do you think of? That's right. The first vinyl print of Ricky Martin's first album. That's what you think.
Yeah!
But second most valuable thing to that is time. Managing and worrying about body odor used to take up a lot of my time.
For sure. I mean, Noel, I was paranoid about smelling, especially around midday. It was all extremely time consuming, but not anymore. Since I switched to Mondo whole body deodorant, I freed up so much time. I've had so much free time with Mondo that I've been able to watch every episode of all of my favorite shows. Checkbox complete, mission accomplished.
Yeah, it's that effective and long lasting. Here's why. Mando doesn't cover up odor after the fact with heavy fragrances, like certain other deodorants.
Does it stop odor?
It does stop odor at the source by blocking the bacteria on your skin from eating your sweat, which is the actual cause of BO. What does this mean? It means Mando is clinically proven to control odor for up to 72 hours.
So give yourself the precious gift of time and get yourself some Mando whole body deodorant. We have a special offer for you. New customers get $5 off Mando's best-selling starter pack with code FADE at shopmando.com. I like Mando because I get to watch all of my favorite shows and I get to smell good while doing so.
Mando's starter pack is perfect for new customers. It comes with a solid stick deodorant, cream tube deodorant, two free products of your choice like mini body wash and deodorant wipes, and free shipping. Luckily, I have a discount code to help you get hooked on our favorite smelling whole body deodorant on the market. New customers get $5 off a starter pack with our exclusive code. That equates to over 40% off your starter pack. Use cool. code FADE at shopmando.com. That's shopmando.com.
Dad, or you know what you'd say? Circle back. I kind of like the re-up idea. You can go out there. You have a contract. It's one of those contract things. You meet up with like an agent in heaven. Mm-hmm. Or they're just like, you know, come back anytime. We'll re-up yeah. you. For, and it's like 50, 60 years, like a typical long-lasting, very long-lasting marriage on Earth, right?
Yeah.
Like 50, it's a 50-year contract. You know, if you guys want to re-up, just let me know.
Because what if you get to heaven? Because people who are in heaven, they like wanted to get there. So I feel like a lot of them are going to be goody-two-shoe, like really, like hall monitor ass, like really annoying. So you might be inspired. Oh,
you
might
think
be
so?
You I think so. I think you might be inspired to re-up like those first 100 years. You're like, I don't know. Everyone here seems kind of fucking lame. So you may re-up with just what's comfortable to suss it out.
I'd have to see. I mean, I feel like it would be... I mean, man, I don't know, man.
Bro, think about heaven. Think about to get in there.
Yeah. I don't think it's that hard.
You don't. I feel like you.
I really don't think it's that hard. I think all the fanatics that make a big deal of it, those motherfuckers are going to hell anyways.
They're hiding something.
He's just like, dude, I want no lame ass in here. That's what God says. You kidding me, dude? Fucking lame.
Bro, God doesn't like pick me's.
Yeah, no, exactly.
He just sees the motherfuckers on the corner. He's like, nah.
Yeah, they're technically like in heaven, but they're like right outside the gates in like a really long line.
They're still on the corner outside of heaven.
Peeking in. God. Remember, it's me.
He's like, yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, bitch.
No, I bet it would be wild, man. That's like, I mean, dude, re-upping immediately just seems like such a waste of a fucking, of a crazy thing.
But, dude, if you have thousands of years.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. If I have thousands of years, why the fuck would I waste the first? Because guess what? Here's the thing, too, about heaven, man, is that shit's going to get old, too.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Having everything you want forever, that shit's going to get old.
You may just want to go see Ronald Reagan.
I'm just saying that I'm going to enjoy the first. I don't know how long it would take for it to get old. I mean, I don't know.
They say heaven's like eternal bliss, like you're just like at peace, which is it
really? I don't think that those motherfuckers really took into account how shitty human beings are.
Yeah.
Eternal bliss. They're going to be like, yeah, but I don't know. You ever just like wish it would rain?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what people are saying up there.
Yeah.
I'd kill for just like an argument.
That's what I'm saying, man. Heaven might be just, that's what I mean. Like heaven also might just be people, just whiny people, but passive aggressively, you know? They're like, we should really get a coffee shop going here. It would be kind of, you know.
You know why? This is my caveat then. When I get tired of heaven, I'm gonna go to HR. I'm gonna get 100-year pass to Earth. I'm gonna straight up fucking haunt somebody. I'm gonna reside in one house for 100 years. I'm gonna haunt somebody.
Just something to do.
Yeah, just fuck with some people. Only exclusively like the youngest, most vulnerable person in the house. That's definitely the most afraid. And I just bang walls and shit. I break doors and stuff.
Could this be like? I don't know if it's like a full film, but like I'm thinking like a decent, maybe it's like a decent sketch, like a few bros in heaven just want to break bad for a little bit and they just pop down to hell, get a little baggie of cocaine, some fun stuff. Like they can't go to Earth. They can only transfer between heaven and hell. And then
I have to imagine that in heaven you could do all the drugs you wanted without the fear of overdose or like hangover or anything bad, which also makes doing drugs not as fun. You don't have the thing where you're like, oh, I'm never going to do that again. And you're like, okay, uh-oh.
Yeah.
Tap, tap on the shoulder. Who's that? Mr. Snowman, right?
Yeah.
I don't know. I see
heaven like this, like it's a... It's like it's got like an aggressive homeowners association, and it's like how I picture heaven.
See, I imagine I'm in a homeowners association of you have to do whatever you want. to the point to where it's impossible to keep up with the quota. So now this is the movie I'm pitching. It's two bros in heaven. Oh, hell, you know what I'm going to say? I'm going to say it's two homosexual men in heaven. They've been butt-fucking all day, kissing, doing everything. You know, it's been bliss, right? And now these motherfuckers are ready to get out. They're like, "What are you doing? Dude, I can't keep doing this all day. I just can't."
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah. I've had too much fun.
Yeah.
I'm funned out. So now they're sitting there, and now they're like, "I actually would rather just be burning in hell forever." Like, I would, like, agony makes me appreciate even the moments where, like, hey, the fire doesn't feel as hot.
That's crazy to do. That's crazy to do painless anal.
Painless anal? It's got to be painless after a while, right? It's got to feel good. Because they press your hot button in your ass, right? Your prostate, isn't that the whole thing? Imagine once you get the tunnels loosened up for that, it's pretty much good to go.
We got a very close friend who's gay, and he just says, you know, it's takes preparation. I'm just thinking.
Isn't that what poppers are for?
Yeah.
Don't people take poppers to loosen your asshole up?
Yeah. But I'm just picturing that'd be crazy in heaven. You can just go raw into an ass, just easy, just weep.
That would be crazy. I'd like to think that I wouldn't have to shove anything in my butthole to be able to press my prostate just to see what it feels like. I could just take my spiritual fingers and like push into my body because I'm like hollow or whatever.
No, not even.
Just start squeezing it and flicking it and stuff.
No, you're translucent, like... And you can just reach through your belly button to your
like just that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Go up to it, flick it, rub it, squeeze it, treat it like a goddamn bop it, do whatever I have to do, and just let it have it feel. Because I've always wanted to experience that ever since I saw what the fuck is that movie Road Trip that does that? The guy who plays Stifler in that he's at a sperm bank in that movie, and the whole thing is that he like
pulls his prostate.
Well, he like asks the female nurse. He's like, "You think you can help me out?" Whatever, and the joke is she's like, "Sure," and she goes over and she shoves fingers up his ass and
got it,
milks him.
Sorry, I'm just laughing at an eternal heavenly couple that re-upped, and they re-upped not realizing the freedoms they would have, and then the wife walking into the living room, and the husband is reaching through his astral body to his astral prostate, and he's just eyes rolled up in his head, just fucking all day, just
You know what's fucked up though? You're making even better cases of why heaven wouldn't be that cool. Because you know what she'd do? She'd walk by me like, "Hi," and I'd be like I feel like even like being able to astral project your hand into your body to squeeze your prostate so you can shoot, you know, baby snot everywhere.
Yeah,
that would get old after a while. Like that would lose there. You would it, everything would be
true.
Everything because you have too much of it, it would lose all sense of. Good meaning and will. You know what I mean?
Damn. Everyone in heaven is just on like crazy benders all the time. They're just like doing the wild.
You know what's kind of crazy to think too is if you see all the gates to heaven, right?
Yeah.
The gates and the big fence.
Yeah.
People always picture that them opening and you walk in and that's just it, you know? I like to imagine that when you get there, you find out that like actually it's just another fucking form of torture, and like you like show up to the gates, and there's like they're all pressed up against the gates, reaching out like "Get me out of here!"
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And they do all that stuff, and then angels keep just like picking them up one by one, bringing them back to their like lofts or mansions. And no one wants. They're like, "I don't want to live in this fucking. My house is too big."
Yeah.
Telling you, dude. All right. Well, I'm gonna go kill somebody. I'm gonna go murder someone so I can make sure I go to hell. So it's unfortunate, but yeah, I'm gonna take a ball pin hammer and beat someone to death with it. So
I've been stupidly chuckling at the idea of when you said, you know, fuck it, it's two homosexual men in heaven, just some Bible banging dude in his truck just hitting the fucking off button. Yeah, just
yeah, fuck this. How the hell do I turn this car play off?
I'm out.
Boom.
I'm done with it.
Boom. I'm done with it. Boom.
It's funny that you say that though, because one of my boy has been recently obsessed with sourcing and printing homosexual proxies for magic, and he wants to just slip them into people's decks.
Well, would that really be that upsetting? Seems like are you eight?
It's not upsetting so much as maybe his boys get like flustered by that kind of thing.
Oh,
you know, like maybe they're just not comfortable. So picturing them in a group setting and being like, what the fuck is this land to do? This isn't, come on.
Right.
And everyone's like, really? Yeah, it's these.
Yeah, like, see, I would see that shit and I'd be like, okay, I'm going to play Elemental Bond for three.
Yeah, yeah.
like I don't give a fuck. You know, the only thing that would piss me off, my autistic ass would just be like, if you took all the art off and it was just the text, I'd be like, okay, this is kind of,
yeah,
this is kind of boring.
Yeah.
Hey guys, we're going to take a short break to thank today's sponsor of today's episode, Tushy. Did you know wiping your butt with a dry ass toilet paper is just smearing poop around? No amount of furious wiping can give you the shower fresh confidence of washing with a Hello Tushy bidet.
With Hello Tushy, you can now have a fresh stream of water effectively cleaning your butt, eliminating adult skid marks, itchy buttholes, and the risk of spreading bacteria around. It'll change the way you think about cleaning up after a spicy big poo-poo in a coffee shop or at a porta-potty during a cool, awesome music festival.
You're going to want to take Tushy with you everywhere, and thankful you can. Tushy Travel is a collapsible, durable, and discreet portable bidet that gives you the most confident clean on the go. I was at a truck stop. I was making love to a lot lizard, as they said, and I was not fresh, and they complained. And you know when a lot lizard complains that it is bad. So I gave it a couple fucking squirts, flushed that thing out, put it on the floorboard, and I was good to go. Thank you, Tushy.
And if you're looking for a more permanent bidet at home, Tushy has the absolute best options for bidets that attach to your existing toilets. It easily connects to the same water source as your sink and shower, and the install is so easy anyone can do it in under 10 minutes. The Hello Tushy bidet cuts down your TP use, that's toilet paper, by 80%, saving money and your plumbing.
Stop wiping until you bleed. Join the 2 million butts who have already made the switch to Tushy. For a limited time, our listeners get 10% off your entire order when you use code STRETCH at checkout. That's 10% off your order at HELLOTUSHY.com with promo code STRETCH.
I feel like that'd be the only thing. Otherwise, than that, I mean, I really don't give a shit.
Nah, I think what's funnier...
I could give a fuck about it, you know?
I think what's funnier about this art to me is I think this is what other people see when they see a magic card. I think this is the art that they see. And you're like, check this out. And they're like, okay. It's kind of, all right. And you're like, yeah, look at my Phyrexian arena. And then this is what they see.
Yeah, Worldly Tutor looks, that guy looks nice as hell. How the hell are you going to have a cartoon yellow bird not be a good guy? Look at all those guys.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I do think it is kind of weird, though. It's kind of like whenever you're changing your clothes or something like that and your dog's in the room. And you're like, stop fucking, I'm naked. Get out of here.
Yeah.
I mean, his whole fucking big ass cock and everything's curled up in that underwear. And he's just got all those, like, he's got all those animals. That's a bit, you know what? Never mind. I think that's, for people that don't know, also, sorry for our audio listeners here, it's a giant ginger gay man.
Nah, man, stop acting like you care about the audio listeners. Stand on what you said.
You know what? I care about the audio listeners. I'll say it.
Look at him walking it back. Wishy-washy ass. Lying ass.
Well, let me just describe what the worldly tutor card is. And it's probably a guy who's like 6'3", 6'4". Great build. Wow. Really, really nice chest.
Yep. His words.
Wow. Sorry. Really, like, I don't know, really blue eyes. Wow. Holy shit.
This is just you at a tournament.
Yeah. Can I see that card? What does it do again? Oh, yeah. Oh, my God.
Oh, man. This is stupid as fuck, just taking the American Psycho scene, and it's all just gay magic cards, and it's just the business card scene.
Oh yeah,
that's nothing. Check this out. Worldly Tutor, ginger, white.
Also, who's this artist? We should shout out this artist right here, huh?
Yeah,
if this is all their art, you know,
who is this artist
now? For people that don't realize, this is we're seeing a Green Lantern interpretation, and the his cock is covered though by some kind of symbol. So it's the Green Lantern symbol.
It's a was that a TIE fighter, an LOL, a man with his hands up. I don't know, man. However,
you it's like what I would imagine an independent comic artist to draw.
Yeah,
is what I would say. And I just want to say that none of these are really challenging of having any cum or blood, piss, anything like that in the actual art as well. So that's my only criticism, is I would just say do better.
The next one's just a violent orgy.
Yeah.
Just words taken right out of your mouth. I would say do better. This just kind of looks like a bathhouse.
Yeah. And I like to imagine that in the bathhouse too, in the steam, that they have RGB floodlights that are making it look really cool.
Keep it gamer.
Yeah. They have secret lab chairs and Elgato stream decks all over the benches,
and those stupid triangle prism lights all over the walls.
Yeah, the nano leaves. You got the nano leaves on the wall doing stuff as well, and various gamer subs and G Fuel cups all over the place.
LED strips. It's just like epileptic seizure. Yeah, dude.
This place is a vibe.
Super duper vibe. Oh, there's a little blood. There you go, bro. There's some of that blood you were looking for.
I like how it's just a guy. God, great card though, huh? Search your library for a card, then shuffle and put them somewhere you wish to. Really great. These are all tutoring cards,
by the way,
so you don't know. So it's a tutor is to go to your deck and find a card. It's no big deal, but I like how this is gay. It's just two men talking at a bar.
Yeah.
This is gay, by the way.
Modern society.
If this is gay, then dude, I am, you know, hey, put me at the front of the parade is what I got to say, because I am a gay man.
Lock me at the front of the parade talking to my guy.
Yeah, hey, I want to be, chain me up with the guy at the front of the parade, because we're going to be hip to hip all day, talking and dancing.
Having conversation.
Ricky Martin headlining?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, dude.
Wow.
Yeah. You're thinking about buying tickets now, huh?
Oh, well, you have to buy tickets? I can't just be fucking gay and walk in. What kind of fucking scam is that?
Nah, hell no, bro. Gay people got money. If you want to be gay, you got to be rich. Gay dudes in LA are the top 1%, brother. I don't know that.
$350 to get a VIP ticket to meet Ricky Martin. I mean, what the fuck would I even say to that motherfucker?
That ain't shit to a gay man, I'll tell you that right now.
Do you think that gay men have to be rich? Is that what you're saying?
I don't theorize that. I know of a handful. My sample size of gay men are all very rich and successful. No exaggeration. So
yeah. I feel like I've met many gay men in LA who are like, I am living paycheck to paycheck, working a job.
Yeah, there's that aspect too. There is that aspect, but
okay. So what are you trying to tell me? I feel like you're giving me different answers here, dude.
No, I'm saying there are, as you know, as capitalism goes, there's a ladder, you know, of every type of person. There's a rich version and a poor version. I'm saying this festival is marketed towards the elite gay. That's what I'm saying.
You know, I think LA Pride probably is marketed towards, I would say, a probably large gay demographic, I would assume.
No, the elite. It's different.
Oh, the elite. I see.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. This is LA Pride. They don't want no fucking poor ass gays in there. This is a networking event, all right? They want rich, gays, lesbians, everyone. They want all the elite in there. This is not for the fucking, you know.
So you're saying that they want like a Coachella thing? Because I've been kind of researching this thing. It's Trustafarians. Have you heard of them?
No.
So
Trustafarians.
I've been seeing some stuff like that, and there's another term that I don't know, but it's basically rich kids who act poor.
Yeah.
That's like that's a big thing. And I could definitely see, especially like LA, New York vibe, where it's like the big hip city, that there's definitely some like BlackRock children.
Yeah.
Who are walking there and they're just like, yeah, I don't agree with how my dad gets his money, but boy, oh boy, do they love to spend it.
Yep. Yep.
I get that.
Nah, and then, you know, and then like it's LA Pride, so they want all the fucking elite, you know, real estate moguls, you know, the two husbands married that were like, we own 5% of the land in Los Angeles and we rent it out to others and we make their lives horrible.
We make their lives horrible. We make their lives absolutely horrible. It is downright unpleasant.
We deal in massive, massive real estate deals, and we just want to own the city. That's kind of our MO. You know, and because it's got to be a little bit of that BlackRock money getting Ricky Martin to come out the house, you know.
Oh God, there's no way it takes that much for. I mean, what the fuck else is Ricky Martin gonna do?
I don't know.
I have a busy schedule, but I guess I could make this one work. Really?
Let's look at Ricky Martin's touring schedule. Let's see if he's got one.
I saw him a couple months ago.
How was
it? Are you a Ricky fan?
No, Izzy had tickets, and he was with Pitbull and Enrique Iglesias.
What? Oh, that sounds terrible. Also, I keep hearing Enrique Iglesias is like the fucking worst live.
Is he?
That was like a huge meme for a bit. People were like going there to record him because it was so cringe.
Mm.
Unless I'm thinking of someone else, but I'm pretty sure it's Enrique. The guy's like, I can be a hero, baby.
Yeah.
That's him, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, do you have faith in any pop singer older than 35? Pop singer.
I don't know. I don't know how Pitbull has any fans. I don't understand it. I do not understand the Pitbull appeal.
Hey, look at this. Look at this. Look at this. Ricky Martin. Here's the thing, bro. We don't listen to Ricky Martin, but Ricky Martin is one of those names. Look at this. He can do a 3K cap, no problem. No problem.
So, at the resort and casino.
Ooh, is this a casino gig? Hey, man, I'm not talking shit. This is just a single stop, though. This isn't the full schedule.
Ooh, I bet look at that. I bet he has this residency in some casino in Indiana.
I'm laughing at the idea of an Indiana casino welcoming Ricky Martin as a fucking staple.
Sure,
act.
Dude. Sure, he has a residency in Gary.
Yeah,
they give him a house in Gary, Indiana, and they're like, just come up to the casino, and you just have to play here for a 3-year contract.
Listen, we know this town has been abandoned, has been ravaged by the big three, and we think we can make this a more progressive place, and we want to start by announcing that we have Ricky Martin here doing a residency for the next 3 years. Are there any questions from the town? And then no one answers because no one lives there and they're all strung out on drugs and there's no one at the meeting.
I just want to say also for a resort and casino thing, I just want to say that area too, when you hovered over the price, I wanted to fucking gouge out my eyes. No. Number two. No. Number two.
Number two?
Yeah.
That's right, crazy.
$697. $697.
Yeah.
Mamma mia.
Yeah.
All $697 to just go see Livin' La Vida Loca and She Bangs.
Yep.
Imagine that, dude.
No. I thought Ricky Martin had one more hit. I thought he had three.
No.
Pull it up. Ricky Martin.
Ricky Martin is just, I'm pretty sure it's just the... Yeah, discography.
Okay, Livin' La Vida Loca.
They don't know fucking She Bangs. Was that not even the song name? What the fuck is the song name for that?
No, I think it's She Bangs.
She floats like a flower and she stings like a bee.
Yeah. Scroll down. Because these are all his.
Well, all these songs are, they're all German titles, so I can't even read
German
it.
German titles.
Yeah, She Bangs. Okay.
Wait, keep going. I thought he had one more. Maybe, no.
La Bamba is a cover. La Bamba. La 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 Bamba.
She's All I Ever Had. That one was huge. So there's three.
I've never fucking heard of She's All I've Ever Had. How'd that go?
She's All I've Ever Had. That's how it went.
Wow. Also, he's copying the fucking music, basically every Creed music video.
Yeah.
Literally copying Creed's One Last Breath music video. Jesus Christ, this is a nightmare. Is this supposed to be a fucking dream of him like reminiscing on good times? That's a straight up nightmare. He killed
her. Funny is the way
this is him looking at her dead body.
Yeah, the way this is shot, dude.
I have never heard this before in my fucking life.
Yeah.
Dude, 8.8 million views 10 years ago. Get the fuck out of here. How many views does Live in La Vida Loca have? Like 200, 300 million? Dude, everyone turned on She's Oliver. Come on, man.
Okay, hey, man.
513 million. Yeah, they're pretty similar in terms of scale. That's true.
I just remember he had another big English song.
I think that you just liked Ricky Martin, which is fine, but don't try to lump us all in with this fucking mediocre ass music, dude.
Dude, don't be insecure and try to put it on me.
I remember when I was going to go see you do your set, and I was like, yeah, man, I'm super stoked, right?
Yeah.
And you're like, I got paid with Texas Music to open me out. And I was like, yeah. No, well, sick. I love that. And it was just nothing. You played the entire first album of Ricky Martin.
Yeah, I did.
Before you started the show.
That's what I did, man.
And you did the dances and stuff like that, too, but you definitely didn't rehearse, so it was really clumsy.
Well, I was fucking pissed because, you know, my tour manager, he forgot my one-to-one replica She Bangs sequin pants. You know, I had those pants remade for my size.
Oh. I thought you were talking about the wax sculpture of that Chinese guy who sang it on American Idol.
Oh, William Hung? I went to college with that dude.
What?
Yeah.
How am I just now hearing that he went to college with William?
So he went and got a master's, and so I would just see him around on campus all the time.
They were people like, do the song? Do they?
Nah, I think it was
kind of sad after that point.
Yeah, I think people just respect it. Like, hey, man,
he had an album deal.
Let the boy live. Let the man live.
He got an album out of it.
He did.
So, imagine going to a William Hung TED Talk. Look at that. Speaking. It's like, dude, you sang She Bangs.
Former American Idol contestant She Bangs guy. I like She Bangs guy.
He knows how to brand himself.
Yo, what is this one in the middle? Bro, what is going on, dude?
Hit the
audio national anthem at the micro wrestling. Yeah, in Buffalo, dude. By the dawn's early light, was so proudly we held. You know what's fucked here, man? Stop this. You know what's fucked here, man? The crowd couldn't let him just have it on his own. You know, typically you let the national anthem singer just rock it on their own.
Well, I couldn't tell from the distracted laughing of just listening to a man singing the national anthem. People were like, and you know what's fucked up too? I can't tell what they're laughing at. There's so much going on. I don't know if you've ever been to like a micro wrestling thing.
Nah.
It is brutal.
Why?
The people who go to that shit, it is a full-fledged fucking nightmare sometimes. Mm. Not the performers. I mean, the wrestling stuff is cool. All the stunts and stuff that people do are still sick. I'm just saying that, like, when they did one in Round Rock. When I lived in Texas. They did one in Round Rock, Texas, and it was just like people coming in off the street and just like coming into the place, scream laughing, like intoxicated and shit. You know what I mean?
Right.
Brutal.
Right.
Brutal.
I've never been to a micro wrestling event.
Pretty fun. Wrestling in general is pretty, especially not backyard wrestling, but like extreme wrestling and shit, where they take fluorescent light bulbs and like bust over each other's back, or like, yeah, it's like a bloody mess. That shit's pretty crazy.
Just gouging each other's necks out.
Yeah, like nose diving into barbed wire and shit. It's pretty crazy.
Yeah.
The fucking Michael from the Rock, Michael, I never know how to fucking pronounce his last name. The Michael from Rocka Rocka, one of the brothers, has been doing it a long ass time. And I saw on his Instagram that he was doing it, but he does like that extreme wrestling too. I think he was like thrown through a fucking table with barbed wire all over it. It's pretty crazy.
Yeah, that shit is extreme. Do you think your body could take that type of punishment for some entertainment?
No. I mean, I like basically throw out my leg getting up
at
my desk. you know.
Yeah, I don't think I could. You know, I said, who's that kid on Instagram who like fucking elbow drive like microwaves and stuff?
I don't know. Yeah, probably sounds like it. Probably, I assume a lot of people do that.
Yeah, I think it's just crazy. Got to respect it, man.
Oh yeah, big time. Is this our first? Is this our first episode on our new channel?
No, baby, because we got all the episodes moved over.
Well, I meant our actual first one.
Second.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah. I hope people have been snuggling in.
Yeah.
To the new channel.
Yeah.
Right?
I think they have been. I think the love is there. The love is strong. The love is coordinated. Yeah, look at that, baby.
The love is coordinated. I like that. The love is coordinated.
This is a dumbass.
13,400 subs. Okay, we need to get those numbers way up. Can we pay for a Chinese bot farm to kind of boost those numbers?
Yeah, because this is boosted up to 1 million.
Actually, can we actually do something really funny? Can we like actually pay for like 10 million subscribers?
Wouldn't that get us banned? I thought they like banned shit like that.
Probably. Probably, and then I'd have the bot farms put 70,000 comments of the same thing on each one of our episodes.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then I'd go to the advertisers and be like, look at us, look how good we're doing, and then we'd go to prison because it's fraud.
Dude, I'm laughing. Who made the call to use bald me in the last thumbnail? I haven't been bald in like a minute.
You know what's fucked up? I literally didn't even notice that.
That's hilarious.
I'm looking more and more like the Wolfman.
Yeah. Well, dude,
I need to figure out my shit out too, dude.
What the fuck is the one previous where you put me through the Lou Ferrigno simulator? Like, you got me like bodybuilder orange.
Dude, they're just trying to darken you up, dude. just trying to darken you up. Damn, come on, man.
Bro, it's
not a big
like,
deal.
Bro, I look like a fucking just a spray tan to the gills.
Spray tan to the gills. Well, I have a JoJo Siwa cartoon coming up this week.
You stoked about it?
Oh, I think it's pretty. I laugh at it, which every time I laugh at my own stuff, usually the video does bad. So we'll see.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see. But I do think it's funny. Some have called it distasteful. I don't agree, but I think it's funny. So you'll have to check it out and let me know. And the comments, please check it out and let me know.
Who called it distasteful?
I don't want to go into who or what. It's not also, it's not who, it's whom. Who, you know, what amount of people?
Yeah, yeah, let's name names.
And there was a good amount of people that said that it was distasteful. And I thought to myself, well, that's a bit alarming, you know, but I thought that it was, I think it's funny. I think it will be good.
All right.
I think it'll be good. You know what? I'm going to go on a limb. Going on a limb.
Okay.
You know what, too? Hey, this is what I want to do at the end of our episodes now. We're a couple of YouTubers, right?
Yeah.
We're a couple of guys who like to make videos on YouTube. What's one thing you want to promote at the end of this episode?
Subscribe a couple to this minutes. Channel.
That's it?
Yep.
Hell yeah. First off, Ovi, thank you for doing that.
Subscribe to this channel. And that is it.
You don't have anything for your own channel?
Nope. Subscribe to this channel.
What? Well, it's just. Well, I'm just curious. What can I expect next on your channel?
You can expect a return to YouTube very soon.
Well, that's worth announcing. I feel like it's been 7 years since I've seen you post something.
Yeah, it's been a minute. I will be coming back.
You know what, dude? You have all the freedom of a beautiful. Beautiful marbleized gray pigeon flying around, fluttering around, huh? I just want to let people know that I do have my Gamer Subs flavor out and my waifu shaker cup. And also, I do upload every 3 days on my Papa Meat channel. Every 3 days. We put out funny, high quality content. So please go support us, Papa Meat. I think it's where people go to thrive, is what I would say. Put out a one today on pet psychics.
go check that out, everybody. And be on the lookout for my...
Isn't that Pet Sagat's thumbnail so fucked? Look at that dog. He gave him like a giant flesh wound. I'm like, cover the fucking flesh wound up, but he just put a Band-Aid over it. I'm like, you could have just made the dog have a fucking injury there.
It's good, though. It's good, though. Highly clickable.
You know what? I think so, too. I think I sit there to myself and I say, you know what? Why not?
Why not?
Why not?
Why not?
Well, ladies and gentlemen, this is a good... I think we've get... Or what was that?
Can I promote something?
Go ahead.
Ricky Martin tickets.
Okay, Ricky Martin does have his residency at the Yamave Theater and Yamave Resort and Casino in Gary, Indiana. So please go check him out there if you're local. Oh my God, Billie Eilish at the Kia Forum. This is my Billie Eilish impression. Is that pretty good?
I think it's close. It's almost there.
And then I get to be her fans and I'm screaming. I'm like, I love that she's herself. And then she's just like, she says, poggers. And then,
yeah.
I thought it was pretty good. Whatever, dude. I don't need to fucking please you guys.
I think it's pretty close. All
right, cool. Well, hey, guys, you know what? I'll see you next time.
All right, everyone. We'll see you next time.